presented by Skiles Electric on WILO Boo 1027 and HoosierlandTV.com is also brought to you by the Community Foundation of Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, the Farmers Bank, Wampler Services Incorporated, Rossville Consolidated School District, Drago, Indiana, and First Farmers Bank and Trust. We welcome now to the table Amy Webster, who is the Agriculture and Natural Resources Educator, County Director of the Purdue Extension for both Carroll and Clinton County. Yeah, see, I did my homework. Didn't know if I was going to get it all out, but Amy, good to see you.
Good to be here.
And I know you come in every once in a while to be on party line with us, but
yeah.
For those who have not met you yet and familiar with your job title, which I know is
long.
And you're familiar with.
Been there, done that.
Yep. Been there, done that. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved, and how you ended up in Clinton County with the extension.
Okay. So I am not a native Clinton Countyan. I was born and raised in southern Indiana, Vincennes area, and did my time at Purdue. First actually started at VU, have an ag degree from Vincennes University, and then transferred to Purdue and got my bachelor's in animal science, and I have a master's in reproductive physiology from the College of Ag. And at that time also then met my husband, who is from Clinton County. And after we were married, I actually started my stint in extension in southern Indiana in Jennings County as a 4-H youth educator. So I did that from 99 to 2011. So then my husband decided, well, I think we should move back to Clinton County to be closer to family. So we made the haul, long 150-mile haul, back to Clinton County and have been up in this area since. At that time, there really wasn't a place in extension for me, so I kind of stepped aside and spent some time in the corporate world. And extension has just always been in my blood. I was raised in a 4-H family and always have been involved in extension throughout my life. And when this position was opened up, it was time to make a change. So brought me back to extension, and the two-county position was a little unique thing and adjusting to that. And so that's kind of how I got brought back in. So.
Well, we're glad that you did. Mm-hmm. You know, as extension's kind of transforming or transitioning its focus, you know, into those kind of regional teams. So I guess you were kind of one of the pioneers or the pilots, you know, working in more than one county. And it made sense, even when I was the educator, that, you know, Clinton and Carroll County are kind of twins. And, you know, it's a nice complement to work in both areas. So.
Yeah.
I just want to hit a little bit. You know, a lot of folks, unfortunately, still don't know much about extension. We hate to say it, but it's, you know, kind of one of the best kept secrets.
It is.
So
it really is.
Let's highlight or hit a little bit on, you know, some of the successes and impacts and some of the things that you've done or really enjoyed doing and had success with, you know, in this past year.
Okay. So probably for those that are somewhat familiar with extension, one of the biggest things is for the farmers or even some of the business folks that have to have pesticide applicator license. We do a lot of programs with those. Throughout 2025 and even into this year already, we've ran over 400 people through classes to help get their license and make sure they've had. So in 2025, we had over four classes, whether it was we luckily had a virtual class, had some specific classes, have a great partnership with Drago. They do a winter agronomic workshop where we can also offer park classes and things. So, and then this year, it seems like our implement dealers, our Keystones, our CFSs, they've really jumped on it. So we've already had four programs this year to kind of help those along those lines. So that's kind of some of it that really helps those that already know about us. Some other things is just, you know, as people see us. I know there was a vacancy between you and I, Adam, and they're that kind of, unfortunately, when there is a vacancy, people forget that Extension is out there. So, you know, I think I'm finally getting to the point where people realize, oh, hey, there is somebody back. So we're starting to get a lot more of those calls of, hey, I've got a bunch of ants under my tree, and they're under this tree, but they're not under that tree. So I had a gentleman come in Carroll County that had a mushroom that was a chicken of the woods mushroom. So I'm like, let's find that out before you try to eat it, you know, kind of thing. So I didn't know what a chicken of the woods mushroom was. So I myself learned on that. So we've got people that, you know, unfortunately, sometimes we have drift issues. So they'll come, and I've got fruit trees that have got wilt on them. Can you help me with that? Help me get pointed in the right direction. Overspraying, different things. So just general questions that people will call in and ask, and then I'm driving around looking, and I do not know all the answers by any means, but luckily, you know, we are the extension of the university, and it is in our back door, so we're able to get that information right to Purdue and help them find the specialist. Soil testing, that's a great one, too, that we can help people with, too. So,
well, you mentioned we have extension, we have Purdue right in the back door.
Yeah.
And then with technology, the way that it has advanced and grown over the years,
yeah,
you're able to provide classes on all types of agricultural needs.
Yes.
You mentioned the fruit trees. You just had that one.
Yes. Yeah,
we just finished that up.
Yeah, we just wrapped up Fruitful Fridays.
Yeah.
Where we basically covered all different aspects of fruit production, from brambles to trees to strawberries, bush types, that anywhere from diseases to properly growing, how to winter them, those kinds of things. So.
Well, and the really cool thing too is that even if you're not hosting it in our county, or it's not being held in Carroll County,
yep,
there's an online link to where you may host the watch party.
Yes.
You know, and that is technology that used to be available.
100%. And that's the fruit tree thing was 100% a watch party. We fired it up, just put it up on the screen there. We had the capability to ask live questions or type them in the chat, and we were like we were in the same classroom, you know. Just got done having a grain marketing navigator series, basically grain marketing for dummies, per se. You know, it was the base level. And we had a gentleman present on that four-party series that was from the University of Missouri. So, you know, he did not come to Indiana, but he was live in our rooms with us. So,
when you look at, because you've been involved in Extension one way or another over the years, what's one of the things that you have seen, besides technology, because we just talked about that, what's some of the things that you have seen that have changed over the years in advancement and just the general knowledge of getting things out there?
I think it's just the ease of getting things out there. You know, and again, my perspective being back in Extension is so different now because I am 150 miles closer to the university. And, you know, it is nice, and we are lucky to be so close to Purdue. When I was in southern Indiana, they were there for us. You know, we could ask the questions, we could do things. But now when people bring me things in, yeah, bring me a sample of that. I run it over to the plant and pest disease diagnostic lab, and it's right there. Before, I had to ship it. You know, you had to wait on it. You had to properly get it to them and things. And we have that capability now. And like you say, the technology, that is probably the biggest thing. And, you know, Adam's sitting right here with what he does with the drones and everything. That is just the steps and the how far we have come, even with agriculture, of, you know, you can sit and I can pull up on my phone the information that you need. I have people sometimes now stop me in Walmart of, oh, well, what about this? I'm like, well, let me check on this. We've got a publication here. Let me just send it to you. I can send it right now. You know, that kind of stuff. So I've, you know, got a call just today of Delphi's looking at adding a chicken ordinance. So they called to have me come in of, can you speak on the pros and cons of what's good, what's bad of this. And, you know, so I've already started looking that information up of being able to contact the other groups or other cities in the area of what's your ordinance, what's the, you know, what's the breaking point? Is 10 chickens good? Is 5 chickens good? You know, that kind of thing. So...
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought you'd have to have a chicken ordinance.
Yeah.
But you do. I know Frankfurt has one.
Yeah.
And we've talked to Don about that before. So what are you looking forward to? I mean, like you say, you just finished, wrapped up the fruit. I know there's there was a beef one not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to as we're Mother Nature makes up her mind what she's going to do? What's next for extension and for our growers and for you as an educator? What are you looking forward to next?
So right now, I hate to say this, I'm kind of in a period of trying to keep my head above water, as in both my counties. I'm helping. Probably one of my favorite things of extension is we are a team. You know, I'm never alone. We have our youth program. We have our HHS program. We can always help each other out within our counties, but then besides just our counties, our specific county, outside of our counties too. But right now I've got youth educators that have welcomed new babies into their families, so I've kind of picked up an extra hat, and especially in Carroll County, still wearing the 4-H hat there too. So wearing those two hats kind of have slowed the ag program just a little bit. So I am looking forward to putting that 4-H hat down and picking up the ag hat back again and only wearing the ag hat. But I love this coming growing season. I'm looking for some, like, home horticulture programs. Definitely want to start getting into more of that. The fruit program was well received, and I think we would like to maybe do that. I've had a few people ask about the Master Gardener program. I know that was something that has been done here in the years past. It's probably been, you know, 5-10 years ago that it was offered. So maybe we're going to maybe try to venture into that, maybe take a small step into it with some just general programs on gardening, and then maybe jump into that Master Gardener program. So that's kind of the direction I think we should go. We'll definitely always have those part programs and make sure those are in the works and have those. Those are kind of slowing down now because the farmers are getting ready to get busy and they don't have time to come in and sit in a classroom. So we'll kind of hold off on those till the fall after harvest. But
well, and you bring up a good point with the gardening and getting into the master classes again, especially for urban areas, and we don't think about Carroll and Clinton County having urban areas, but we do have urban areas, and food insecurity is such a huge problem all over the country, not just in certain, you know, big cities or anything. It's here, and what a better way to maybe help with that than to educate people on how to grow, you know, get into the horticulture side of it, and not just the landscape side of horticulture, but get into the gardening and everything to help maybe help people get beyond that.
100%. And getting that word out there that, you know, when you say garden, a lot of people are thinking, oh, I've got to have a tiller. I've got to have a nice big patch of land, or, you know, it's such an endeavor to jump into that. No, you can have a 5-gallon bucket and a place with some sun, you know, and that's where we've got to get to. Do you even have a brand new 5-gallon bucket? No. Find a container of some sort that you can grow some stuff in. So we can, in your house that you can touch your neighbor's house, you can still have a garden in the small little urban area that you have, and, you know, share. We had our extension open house yesterday and had some people come in, and, you know, we were asking them about some of the stuff they do, and my brother-in-law, he grows the garden, but we like to do the canning. So we need to get back to more of that. We had the Kleins that run the Michigan Town Food Pantry come in. So we're thinking about some joint ventures that we can help them with, of some educational pieces for their clients, and how can we bring in a fresh vegetable entity into the food pantries and stuff. So we'd like to, we're going to start meeting and try to figure out something that not only can we do in that food pantry, but maybe some different ideas around the whole county. So,
well, you brought up a good point too, again, with the fact with extension, you have not only the youth,
yep,
and then you have the agriculture side of it, but you also have the home health,
yes,
services. So what better tie-in?
Yes.
Teach the kids how to grow their own food,
yes,
so they don't go hungry. Help the adults who are not familiar with it learn how to grow their own food.
Yes.
And then teach them how to can it and save it and put 100%. It in the freezer or whatever. Put it in the can it or freeze it, either,
yeah,
one. So,
well,
and it's all tied up with extension.
100%. We've got the great program with Farm Credit Services. They, with the 4-H program, is doing the stock the trailer. And we got involved with that last year. And the stuff that we raise and the donations there stays 100% in this county. You know, and even though it's a contest motivating for the kids to go out and they can earn money, but, or for our county program, but all that proceeds stays right here. So we're trying to think of different ways to kind of up that to help with the food pantries and everything. So
you're right. I mean, it's full circle. You know, we look at the movement to make America healthy again. You know, food is medicine.
Yeah.
You know, shake the hand that feeds you, the farmer 100%. That feeds you. It's a huge movement, and a lot of people don't know how or where to take that first step. They start thinking about all the variables and kind of get inside their own heads and get scared. And, you know, having that network of Amy and 4-H, starting it with youth and health and human sciences, you know, with nutritional programs, it's a full circle of how to start and take those steps, start with one step at a time, and then you know, move into those areas of being healthier because you're eating the food that you produced, and that's a wonderful place to be.
Yeah, and that's the thing of, you know, when you asked earlier about what is extension? How do we get people to know what extension is? Of, you know, we are involved in everything, and like you just mentioned, food is medicine. Like Karen Jenkins, our HHS educator, she's got this program. She offered it in the fall in Clinton County. She's wrapping it up tonight in Carroll County. It's a 12-week series of using food as medicine and making sure it helped, how to lower your A1C and different things. So we have programs like that. But it takes a step further, too, that we offer programs like coming up next month and in May, we have a beginner's guide to grant writing. So if you're looking to help people, you know, maybe start gardens or get involved in community aspects and stuff, and you're more on the non-for-profit side or something, we can help you with those skills for you to write grants to help your organization that then turns back around to the community. So I know this is Ag Day, but, you know, extension is more than just your ag educator, your youth program, that kind of stuff. So it all circles around.
Well, and ag is in everything.
Yes, it 100% is.
I mean, let's face it, ag's in your car.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, your seats are made with soybean,
yeah,
oil. You know, the dyes are soybean.
Yeah.
You know, the fiber may be from corn.
Yeah.
So many people don't realize that there are some, not all, but some packing peanuts that are actually made out of corn.
Corn, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow is Ag Day for fourth graders in Carroll County, and I'm presenting on poultry. And, you know, part of my lesson is, you know, what do we get from poultry? And the kids are instantly going to say, oh, well, meat and eggs. Well, we get everything from a lot of other stuff, of all the way from, you know, ask your mom what hyaluronic acid is that's in her face lotion, you know. That comes from the comb of a chicken. You know, it's just there's soil amendments that we get from the eggshells. It's, people do not stop and think of all the different byproducts that we get from, we don't waste anything when we take an animal to slaughter.
And definitely a high-powered fertilizer.
Yes.
That comes out
fertilizer.
That comes out the other end.
Yeah. If you've got a cat or a dog, you're feeding them probably feather meal, bone meal, poultry meal,
mm-hmm,
you know, so.
Well, and some of that bone meal is going into your fertilizers for your flowers.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
And like you said, eggshells.
Yep.
Calcium.
Yep. Some of this padding in these chairs we're probably sitting in, mm-hmm. you know, different things like that. So,
yeah, what an opportunity, though, to take that out to the kids and yeah. teach them about animals, where their food comes from, because we talked about it first thing this morning. We talked about the fact that we have kids that think chocolate milk
is from a brown cow.
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, and sadly, a pony is a small or is a baby horse.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and sadly, their parents
think the cute.
It's generational, and yeah. it's we got to get back to the basics.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Well, it's even stuff like avian flu. You know, everybody's scared of avian flu right now. If you're washing your hands and properly cooking your chicken. We have nothing to be scared of, you know. It's that general knowledge, and I think that's probably one of my favorite things of my job, is it is so vast. Of you know, I can go from helping farmers get their pesticide applicators, helping somebody decide if they need to cut that tree down, if it's diseased or it just needs you know sprayed, can it be saved, that kind of stuff, to teaching kids about Indiana's the number one duck producing state. In the nation, you know, like who would have thought we produced ducks? You know, a lot of people do not stop and think about that. So that's my job has a great variety and I love it. So.
With our time.
We're pretty much at it. Well, you and I could talk forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know that we've done that,
yeah.
been there, done that. We are, it's time to wrap up Ag Day for 2026. And, Amy, I think I'm so glad that we wanted you to wrap this up because I think that's a...
Save the best for last.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, what a great way to do that, to round it up, round the whole, idea of Purdue Extension and what they're there for, and we didn't even get to the homemakers. The homemakers are part of the Health and Human Services, they're always looking for members. So if anybody's out there and would like to be a homemaker, please get a hold of them. Give everybody the information for both counties because there's always that opportunity to support, to volunteer. And to, again, join the programs.
Yes, yeah. So, actually, the best way to find us is we all love Google. If you Google Purdue Extension Clinton or Purdue Extension Carroll, that's the best way to find our contact information. Both counties are also on Facebook. Click and like us because that is the easiest way to see what programs we have coming up. Again, it's Clinton County Purdue Extension, Carroll County Purdue Extension. Both programs each have for their 4-H programs have pages, so just make sure you're getting on Clinton and Carroll County, Indiana 4-H. You know, that's the biggest thing right there because there are other states that have a Clinton and Carroll County. So, but Facebook and, you know, our websites, that's the best way to get us. Give us a phone call. You can, in Carroll County, we're on the fairgrounds in Flora. So stop by and see us. Both offices are 8 to 4. In Clinton County, we're down here at 1111 South Jackson Street, just north of the fairgrounds in the old AgMax building. So stop in and see us. We share the building there with the Learning Network. So just stop in and see us. If you have a question of any type, if we can't help you, we can usually direct you to who can help you. So
again, we've been speaking with Amy Webster, Agriculture and Natural Resources Educator, County Director for Purdue University's Extension for Carroll and Clinton Counties. Adam, thank you again for coming back. And last words for your side of it and everything that you do.
I just hope all our listeners just want to say thank you for tuning in and hanging with us today. And for everyone, I hope you have a safe and wonderful spring and planting season. And if there's anything I can do to help along the way, you know, feel free to reach out and be glad to talk.
Yeah, you can reach out to us here at the station, and we can get you Adam's contact information that way. Again, we want to thank our guests, Dr. Michael Langemeyer and Drew Kripe, Jared Stillwell, Olivia Petrella, and Michelle Gilbert for being here, Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag, Austin Pearson from Climatology, and again, Amy Webster from Extension here in Carroll and Clinton County. That's going to wrap 2026 Ag Day. Thank you, Michael Hall, our producer over here, making sure we're on the air on the Hoosierland and running the cameras and sound and everything, and Dason in the studio getting us on the air and getting us off the air and shaking her finger at me when I run too long. So thank you, everybody, and you'll be able to catch this. The program will be archived on HoosierlandTV.com. And it'll take Dason and I a couple of days, but we will have the audio broke apart, and we will have that up on the ag pages of Clinton County, Boone County, and Carroll County, dailynews.com. Goodbye, everybody.
That's a wrap for the Skiles Electric WILO Ag Day on AM 1570, 96.9 FM, Boone 102.7, and Hoosier Land TV. A big thank you to all of our special guests and, of course, our sponsors, Skiles Electric, the Community Foundation of Howard, Carroll, and Clinton County, the Farmers Bank, Wampler Services Incorporated, Rossville Consolidated School District, Drago, Indiana, and First Farmers Bank and Trust. We'll see you next year with more news from the world of agriculture. Until then, keep your boots muddy and your crops growing.
When you need reliable electric